Bowen McGee for TKD.
Welcome in, folks. You know, we don't have the music, but we'd be playing like the Oscars theme song because it is TKD awards night on Bowen McGee on TKD.
Hell yeah,
bruh! Welcome to the TKD update presented to you by Moen McGee.
Chicken or chicken?
We sent it out. Looks like only 9 of you responded, so whoever the 3 of you that didn't, fuck you. I can see that that's Dustin. Fuck you, Dustin.
Kramer.
Kramer, fuck you, Kramer.
And Luke.
Luke, fuck you, Luke. So, yeah, fuck you to all you guys. But we're going to go through the awards anyway because we did have 9 responses. So we had 9 votes for each award. And, you know, Kevin is going to say that, you know, I kind of shafted some of the awards here. But I say no collusion was done. Kevin, let's start off with the MVP of the fantasy season. Who was that?
Yeah, this one wasn't a surprise. It was Cooper Kupp. If you knew Cooper Kupp was going to do what he did, he would not have been drafted in the 4th round. But he was, and he did what he did, and it was worthy of an MVP. Not quite unanimous, garnering 6 of the 9 responses, but won it very safely.
Yeah, one of those was Deebo Samuel, and I guarantee you that Dan voted for him. And 2 of the votes were on Jonathan Taylor. I know one of those was Greasy Garrett. So this should have been a 9-0 sweep, but I'll take my first award for having the fantasy MVP. I personally did not see this season coming from Cooper Kupp. Thought he'd be a nice third receiver to fill out my team. Obviously, much more than that. Excited to have him on my team next year as well.
Yeah. Would you say that he backpacked your team?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He almost backpacked me into the semifinals, too.
Another guy that did a lot of carrying on your team wins the best QB award. This one much closer. Wins with 3 votes. Tom Brady sneaks in ahead of Josh Allen and Aaron Rodgers as the runners up.
Yeah, this one surprised me a little bit, Kevin. Obviously, Tom Brady, like you said, backpacked my team quite a bit. It was Brady. You know, I had a really good team. I'm not going to say that I got backpacked too much, but Tom Brady was really good at the beginning of the year, bit me a few times when I really needed him. Seemed like he played his worst games when I was playing Dan, so I don't know how that works, but I was surprised at this result. I thought, you know, Rodgers had a hot end of the season, Josh Allen obviously as well, but I'll take my second award.
Yep, and we will promptly not be giving you the best RB award. That will go to Garrett with Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor was spectacular, especially kind of later on in the season. Did burn Garrett once, and that was enough to get him bumped from the playoffs, but puts together a solid enough season to get the best RB award.
Yeah, the only other guy to garner more than one vote was Derrick Henry, which I think is incredible because didn't play most of the season, and I think he still ended up like 7th or 8th in rushing yards. I just can't imagine what Dan's team would have looked like with a healthy Derrick Henry all season. But nice job to Garrett. Nice job.
Absolutely. Back to Mo with the best wide receiver award. Having won the MVP, Cooper Kupp is the shoe-in. 7 out of 9 votes. Not much else to say about Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, 3 out of 4 awards, Kevin. Let's keep them rolling. Best tight end. This was a 2-voter. I cannot believe Rob Gronkowski did not get a single vote, but Mark Andrews got out narrowly ahead of Travis Kelce.
Yeah, not enough pride for my team to vote for Rob Gronkowski. I could not sour my vote on him. I believe I voted for Mark Andrews, who did narrowly win this one, 5-4.
And yeah, just absolute playoff tear. Really helped Woods' team advance to the championship. And so I think that's how he got those votes. Let's head to best defense. I think this was kind of just a random pick'em. But the Dallas Cowboys won. I think that was on the strength of Trevon Diggs.
Yeah, the returns for touchdowns were huge. Didn't do too bad late in the season either, as Harry did end up winning that consolation bracket. Constellation ladder, and partly due to that Cowboys defense.
All right, Kevin, let's roll on to best kicker. I think this one won because it had the funniest name, and that was Matt Gay won for the Suckadickas. So Garrett picks up his second trophy.
Yeah, Gay for the Suckadickas.
Ed fits. This is where the awards start getting a little more fun. This was the Blue Balls Player Award, the player that consistently you started, you were excited to start him, but left you kind of a little backed up.
This is the award for that player that you're just waiting to explode all over your team's face, but never quite is able to get it out there. And you're right, DK Metcalf gets this, sneaks in ahead of DeAndre Hopkins and Terry McLaurin. Really tight race there, 4-2-2. But DK Metcalf was the Blue Balls Player Award. Congratulations, DK Daddy.
Yeah, Greg wins that award. And me and Kevin talked about this a lot more off the podcast, but we both made countless offers to Hari for DK Metcalf. And he traded him to TK Daddy for peanuts. And so this kind of is, you know, karma. He gets to win the award here, but also had blue balls all year.
Absolutely.
Best draft pick was an interesting one. A lot of good draft picks this year. So we had Cooper Kupp was the first pick in the fourth round. Deebo Samuel, great pick in round six. Ja'Marr Chase was a round eight pick, and he's the one who pulled it out, had five votes for Ja'Marr Chase.
Yep. Anytime you can get that kind of value that late in the draft, you're going to be a favorite for best pick. And, you know, we all should have ignored that drop nonsense that we were hearing in the preseason. Kramer was a little bit smarter.
I'm not going to take a guy who can't see he needs the white lines on his ball. I'm not going to take that guy. But yeah, Kramer found himself a really nice keeper in the eighth round. Ja'Marr Chase is going to be a monster next year as well. So Kramer gets on the board with his first trophy.
Yeah, he follows it up with another one with also the worst draft pick. So the best and the worst, a true trademark of the Kramers on the season, I think, with the up and down season, mostly down. Saquon Barkley is that worst draft pick, picked in the first. He's the only first round pick we had on here, and it overwhelmingly won with 679 responses.
Yeah, he was picked not only just in the first round, but the fifth pick overall. I mean, you look at some guys that followed him, just not great value. And, you know, I don't even know if he was healthy all year that this would have, you know, it still might have ended up as the worst pick. Some other people that got votes, Calvin Ridley with two. He was picked in the, very early. I think the 14th overall pick, ended up not playing quite a bit. And then Henry Ruggs also got a vote there because he killed a guy this year, killed a woman. But
whoops.
Yikes. All right, here's one of our favorites, Kevin, the Brad Grazier I Know What I'm Doing Award. Famously, Brad's 2015 draft when he was so drunk after landing in the draft after a house party. Then he drafted John Kuhn in like the sixth round, said, I know what I'm doing. He did not. Who won that one this year?
That was me. I wear this one with pride because I, too, coming off the first golf course, not a house party, so not quite as cool. I was adamant that I knew what I was doing, and I promptly picked Allen Robinson in the second. All my deep round guys all flopped. It was pretty sour, but you know I had a nice win streak in the season. After I was able to sober up and get my ducks back in a row.
Yeah, you didn't. One thing that you can look at here, Kevin, is you did not garner even over half of the votes. So we had two for the Smokin' Jays, who ended up having to run the beer mile. I don't know if Dusty ever was confident in his draft, but I think other people were, and it obviously flopped. I had a vote. I don't know who the fuck did that. I had the best team in the league. Kramer got a vote, and Hari got a vote. I do think it's funny that four of the five people that got votes played disc golf right before the draft and probably drank a few too many beers.
Whoops. But you know what? We're going to do it again next year.
And stopped at that. Where do we stop and have those? We had like three whiskey shots.
Keg stand.
Cool. Yeah, the keg stand. Shout out to the keg stand for getting us nice and liquored up before the draft. Let's head on to Kevin, congratulations on your trophy there.
Thank you.
Let's head to the most surprising teams, the team that we didn't think was going to be good at the draft but ended up doing very well.
Yeah, and that goes to Carter. He stuck with his team the entire season. It ran a little dry at the end, but you know, throughout the season was consistently one of the better teams and apparently most surprising to 44% of those that responded.
I think this might be kind of a lifetime achievement award for Carter because he's never had good drafts. And so the one year that he does, we got to give him the most surprising team because it is surprising that he was good. Some other people that garnered votes, Woods, who made it to the championship round, Garrett and Dan, these we're talking about Woods, Carter, and you know, Garrett, consistently guys that aren't finishing the top of the league that ended up there this year.
Great seasons, boys.
What do we got next, Kevin?
Yeah, next we have the unluckiest team. This one came down to just one vote. Admiral Akbar sneaks it out, flying Kramers with Saquon, DeAndre Swift, A.J. Brown, Robert Woods, all banged up all year. Just really unlucky there. Smoke and Jay's also in there with Calvin Ridley just deciding not to play football and having the most points scored against him. So close one there, but Admiral Akbar squeaks it out.
Yeah, I think there was a stretch earlier in the season where, you know, Murphy was putting up enough points every week, but it was just getting absolutely thrashed, like 160s, 170s getting thrown up against him. So it's tough to do that as well. Some other people that got votes, Kevin, you got a vote. You lost McCaffrey. Allen Robinson was just terrible. Chris Carson to injury. And then Garrett got a vote because Jonathan Taylor had his one bad game of the season right when he needed him. But congratulations to Kramer picking up another trophy.
Yeah, let's move on to some awards where I might win some.
All right. Well, let's go to best trade, Kevin. And the best trade was Chase Claypool and Joe Mixon for Kareem Hunt and Chris Carson. I believe the Claypool-Joe Mixon side dominated this.
Yeah. Kareem Hunt and Chris Carson didn't end up doing very much at all after I traded them. Joe Mixon ended up being a top five running back. So a big win there. And one reason why my team was a lot better after the shitty draft.
Yeah, I'm very surprised here that the DK Metcalf for Chris Carson, Dalton Schultz, and Kareem Hunt didn't work out. But DK Metcalf, if he would have had an explosive end to the season, I believe that would have won. But you're right, Joe Mixon was the best player involved in any draft this year, and you got him for some peanuts.
Absolutely. And moving on to the best waiver pickup, this one was close too. Came down to Amon-Ra St. Brown as the runner-up and Cordarrelle Patterson getting the win here for best waiver pickup.
Yeah, Kevin, can you imagine if you picked him up in week one, started him in week one, and then dropped him and he became, you know, the number five running back in the season? That would have been a tough pill to swallow, especially as you were searching for an RB2 all season. Whoops.
That would be rough. Thankfully, yeah, I picked him up after that.
Kevin did pick him up after that. Didn't have to pay a lot of fab for him. We saw Amon-Ra St. Brown carry Dan's team to a championship that garnered him three votes. I believe I voted for myself with Eli Mitchell, so that's why Eli Mitchell got a vote.
What's next, Logan?
We got the most unfortunate injury. So this guy probably would have carried some teams. Unfortunately, he got injured. Kevin picks up another trophy. Christian McCaffrey went out twice. Gave you the little tease in the middle of the season, thought he was going to come back, immediately goes out. Derrick Henry also got three votes there, and James Robinson, but runaway pick Christian McCaffrey.
Yep, that wasn't fun. It was nice having the 130-point game in the middle of the season, but other than that, not what you want out of the 101.
Yeah, you can't miss 1-1, and unfortunately you did. Let's go to the highly competitive, most white players owned trophy. And that goes to Higgins, because he definitely did have the most white players owned. I think me and Kevin tabulated the results. He had six white players on his roster and started quite a bit of those. So nice job to Luke for staying in his race.
Staying in his race, led by Josh Allen, Hunter Renfrow, Dawson Knox, Brandon McManus, Cole Beasley, Hunter Henry, Tyler Heinicke, all on his team at the end of the season. A lot of those guys, late season pickups, but still some guys that really were in and out of the roster pretty much throughout the entire season. So way to rep the race.
Yes. All right. So we put in a lot of players for the player you most want next year. And Jonathan Taylor won a close one. So he had 4 votes. There was 5 other players that got a vote as well. Jonathan Taylor, though, runaway winner.
Yep. No votes for guys like Christian McCaffrey, Austin Eckler, which I found surprising. No Patrick Mahomes votes. Where are the Chiefs homers there? I guess Luke didn't vote, so that probably did something. Justin Jefferson, Derrick Henry, Devontae Adams, Jamar Chase, all garnering votes. And then we did have the write-in of Henry Ruggs, the player you want most next year, drive fast, play hard.
I'm guessing that was our resident funny guy, Dan Swift. Here's the owner you're most scared of for next year, who had the best potential keeper. This was a 2-team tie between Garrett and myself, each garnering 2 votes.
But I've dug into the results, and I feared of collusion, and this is the only one where I vote for, or that I look at who voted for what. And unfortunately, Sika Dekka and the Gruden Grinders both voted for themselves. So in the name of fairness and stopping collusion, we are not giving it out this year. It's a 7-way tie. No, 9-way tie for first place. We're all scared of each other.
All right. We're all scared of each other, which is a good sign. An exciting year next year. We had the last award to give out is the Rookie of the Year. And once again, Kramer sweeps up with Jamar Chase.
Yeah, this is actually the biggest landslide out of all of them. I thought that maybe we'd get 1 or 2 votes going in a different direction, but 8 out of 9 votes go to Jamar Chase. Jalen Waddle getting the lone auxiliary vote.
Yes. Well, that's it. We had some final words. I put in, I will be back better than ever. We had a Super Bowl prediction here. I believe this came from probably our boy Truck. Packers 34, Bengals 28. So interesting. And finally, someone put in the name Gruden Grinders should be banned from the league. And I have actually gotten a lot of flack from this from anyone I tell that I am the Gruden Grinders. Kevin, what are your thoughts on me potentially having to give up the namesake and maybe just going down to the Grinders?
Do you support a racist?
I don't, but... It's on the trophy.
You named your fucking team after him.
It's on the trophy, though, Kevin.
You'll be in quite the dilemma for next year. The moral dilemma. It'll be fun. We'll all watch you sweat it out.
Yeah, I can't support a racist and a bigot. Oh, God. All right. Well, folks, that is Moan McGee on TKD. This is probably, Kevin, our last Moan McGee on TKD until we do a drunk draft recap. Hopefully, maybe we'll do a couple preseason ones talking about keepers and things, but this will be it for Moan McGee on TKD for a while.
Yeah, it's been a fun season. Hope everybody enjoys their awards. We'll be sending them in the mail. Not really, but feel good about those. They matter a lot.
Yeah, and there's some of you guys that didn't get an award. So, try better next year. Try to draft better.
Or draft worse. There is a prize for worst draft pick. So if you really want one, you can go out there and pick John Kuhn in the
guys,
first round.
Hey, all I gotta say is look at the guys who went and played disc golf. I sweeped up quite a few awards. Kevin got a few awards. Kramer had quite a few awards. So go play disc golf. Win yourself some Moan McGee on TKD awards.
Yeah, there's no reason we don't have 12 people out there slinging disc. There's no reason.
Yeah, well, pussies. That's what I'd say.
That's what I'd say as well.
All right. Well, suck a dick. Fuck you. That's it for Moan McGee on TKD. See you next year, folks.
Suck a dick. Fuck you. See you next year.